seminars, and the seminarians who read, who spend time reading the Bible and the Catechism, find out that the Catechism doesn't exempt us from reading the Bible. It empowers us to get much more out of it, just like reading the Bible enables us to really discover that the Catechism is more than dry truth that we have to learn or memorize. These are the mysteries of faith that make our life meaningful in the here and now. And I just feel as though, you know, any seminarian or any Catholic who masters the Catechism has really learned the faith well enough to teach it, no matter what they might have gotten in terms of their terminal degree in college or high school or whatever.
Right. Well, you mentioned seminarians, and it's sort of fitting, if we can, in the very few minutes that we have left. I wanted to ask you, Pope Benedict launched the Year of the Priest right after the Year of St. Paul. I have a hard time believing that that was really a coincidence.
Right. Well, I don't think it was a coincidence. I do believe that in rediscovering St. Paul, we rediscovered what he called the word of the cross, the power of the gospel.
Right.
And when you rediscover the power of the gospel and how it's administered, again, through the work of the Holy Spirit, but in and through the sacraments, you discover what Paul discovered, and that is the importance of the priesthood. And, you know, I have this theory, because I talk to a lot of young men as a university professor, and when I come across a young man who says to me, you know, look, I don't really have any feeling of attraction to the priesthood, I'll tell him, you know, I cannot conclude from what you just said that you're not called to the priesthood. All I can conclude is that you haven't understood the priesthood yet. Because the priesthood is intrinsically desirable. Mm-hmm. It's intrinsically attractive. If you haven't found it to be attractive, it tells me that you haven't understood it yet, because what this mystery is, it's the mystery of spiritual fatherhood in the family of God. You know, I am the instrument of birth for six people who I call my kids. But the priest is the instrument of divine rebirth for God's own children. I'm a breadwinner in my home. You know, I work and sacrifice and bring home the bacon. I'm the one who's the breadwinner, but a priest is the